Friday, June 17th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, it seems like we're constantly going back to this theme, but it's overwhelming how many stories in the news touch upon this topic. The Daily Wire has come out with a story, as well as Town Hall. California Democrat who pushed easing sex offender requirements for sodomy with minors suggests adding Drag Queen 101 to school curriculum for ages kindergarten through the 12th grade. This California Democrat by the name of Scott Weiner, who identifies himself as a gay politician representing San Francisco, tweeted in response to a Texas lawmaker's desire to make sure that the children in Texas are protected from such things as drag queen shows.
So, Tom, we have seen initiatives legislatively in Florida whereby the LGBTQ movement and the supporters of the cultural elite are being resisted by protecting children from LGBTQ initiatives in the public school system. And, of course, the battle has been fierce in Florida. And now we look over in Texas and we see a Texas legislator that responded to a recent story of adults and parents taking their elementary age school children to gay bars and to observe drag queen shows. And he rightly said, we have got to protect our children from this onslaught of sexually promiscuous and perverted adults who are not only grooming our children for the LGBTQ movement, but are overtly sexualizing them by exposing them to things that they will not be able to remove from their mind, from their brain, from their life at such an early and impressionable age. And he said, there's one area that we can provide protection, and that's in the school system, and I'll be coming forward with such legislation. Well, the response in perhaps the city most noted for its full immersion into the LGBTQ movement, and that's San Francisco, the response by a legislator there, and not just any legislator, this particular legislator, Scott Weiner, who is rather notorious already for legislation proposed, not the least of which was an initiative signed by the governor of California, which exempts those who have sodomized children over the age of 14 if they are within 10 years. If they sodomize a 14-year-old, and I will not describe the activities involved in this, if they sodomize a 14-year-old child and they're 24 years old, then they are exempt from being put on the public registry of sex offenders. I know folks may say, well, Harry, you've said this before. I just feel like we're not breaking through on this thing. This secular progressive fascination and commitment to a sexual revolution is a revolution. Please remember the definition of a revolution, particularly in the area of cultural maxims. It is a commitment that the culture must cease to condemn what it once condemned, and in place of condemning, must celebrate. Or let me reverse it, that you celebrate what you previously condemned, and you condemn what you previously celebrated. The argument that we're looking for is tolerance and rights, is a canard. And if you don't believe it, all you have to do is to look at another story we thought about doing, and that is the pushback on the five pitchers of Tampa Bay who, out of religious conviction, would not participate in the Gay Pride Month. And what are they being called? Bigots, and they are not being tolerated. Those who call for toleration are absolutely intolerant of the First Amendment and the commitment to the free practice of religion in the public square, and that is, I do not have to participate in your sexual perversion and sexual promiscuity, and I don't have to celebrate it. And that is a matter of religious conviction. So what you're seeing is the lines of demarcation very clearly. You cannot miss the fact that this sexual revolution is becoming identifiably regionalized, if nothing else, state by state. Tom, while we're looking over here at California, go to the other coast, and guess what's happening in the other coast?
In the state of New York, in the city of Elmira, there is a church there that decided they were going to celebrate the LGBT Pride Month by hosting a pair of drag queens at a Pentecost worship service.
And the name of the event was Worship is a Drag. Tom, I get chills when I think of the blasphemy involved in that act. I sit in amazement at God's patience for not bringing down immediate judgment. Now, I chose my word carefully there because I believe God has already brought down judgment. What we are experiencing is not just setting up the United States for judgment. What we are experiencing is God's judgment. If you read Romans 1, when they exchange the natural function of a man and a woman in a sexual relationship in marriage for the abnormal and the perverted, the Bible says that's because God has given them over to the lust of their heart. Just read Romans 1, verses 18 through the end of the chapter, and you will see three acts of God in judgment as men and women exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve themselves through the sacrament of sexual anarchy and sexual perversion and sexual promiscuity, then what does the Bible tell us? God gives them over to the desires of their heart. So what we are seeing is God giving them over. And right now, Tom, it's absolutely obvious that this is happening in specific areas. If you go to the coast, or if you go to large cities, particularly those with a constellation of universities within their city limits, here you are seeing the death spiral of rising crime, rising murder rates, and this fascination with the darkness, the penetrating darkness of sexual perversion. It's not a creeping darkness, it is a tsunami darkness that we're looking at. Now, thankfully, in some segments of the country, as we looked at what happened in Texas, and I'm sure, by the way, the LGBTQ allies are at work in Texas and Florida. You can be sure of that. But right now, there is at least the courage and conviction to say you will not pass here. At least they're trying to do something in the public square at that point. This present darkness that I see, not creeping, but invading rapidly, almost a blitzkrieg of sin and depravity in our nation, would be overwhelmingly frightening if I did not know and believe in the power of the gospel and the present power of the Holy Spirit when he goes to work in and through his people who stand up, stand firm, and speak out for Christ. Faithful churches. If I did not believe that, I would just probably just write off this nation as in a irreversible death spiral, and its devolution is probably going to be seen within two generations.
Harry, I understand we have this generalized hope that God is sovereign, his will not be thwarted, but what do you see specifically happening in this nation?
Well, for us to be delivered, you and I have both said this, that we pray often for a great awakening. In fact, before we did this program, you prayed that, and rightly so. Let me back up underneath that. In fact, Tom, let's make this Monday's program and ask our folks not only to be in a godly biblical church this Lord's Day, but be sure and join us next Monday, because I believe there's another news story you and I were looking at that I think holds the key to our only hope. And that is not only that God is able to bring a spiritual awakening to a nation that is descending into depravity, there is a specific pathway that he has established from his word and has been manifested throughout history. And that's what I want to focus on next Monday. I believe that is absolutely crucial, Tom.
As we close out for this week, let me remind you, if you're listening to Today in Perspective over the radio, it is easy to subscribe to this podcast. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday, we'll automatically download to your device a new edition of this podcast, a great way to stay in touch. Well, thanks for being with us this week. As Harry just mentioned, make sure you're joining God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father in a solid Bible-based church. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.